Practical Work on Self, Chapter 17, Chief Weakness. We must see what we ought to do and know the weakness which makes us unable to do it. This weakness is called chief feature. We usually think of this weakness as the best and nicest part of ourselves. Every small effort to awaken the machine is a small act toward the eventual development of the will of the non-phenomenal self over the will of the machine. To really suffer intentional purgatory, we must see what we ought to do and know the weakness of the machine which makes us unable to do what we should do. This inherent flaw in the machine we can call our chief weakness. We usually think of this weakness as the best and nicest part of ourselves. The chief weakness is only one of the many destructive results of having lived our lives immersed in helpless identification with the sleeping machine. One factor by which we can recognize our chief weakness is that it requires no effort at all to develop it, and no special effort to maintain its manifestations. The being is born among the sleeping people. Everything in the surroundings is part of the unconscious conspiracy of great nature to keep us in deep sleep so we will continue to fulfill our part in the cosmic necessity. By the time the machine has reached what would otherwise have been responsible age, responsible in the real sense of the word, we have developed very strong habits of sleep, and very intense efforts are necessary to awaken the machine. That is, if, for us, it is still possible. Sometimes habits of sleep are so entrenched that nothing can help, not even a powerful higher influence, and our fate is sealed. Much special help is needed if we've developed strong habits of sleep, and it is very expensive in many ways to provide such help. Only for someone who has already made considerable efforts toward awakening and transformation can it be considered worth the risk and effort. In our ordinary state, the idea, Nothe Sioten, know thyself, means nothing, because our education does not prepare us to understand what human life is for. And if we do not know our purpose for life in the human biological machine, we cannot possibly suspect that the machine is not functioning as a transformational apparatus. If we do not know our purpose for life in the human biological machine, we cannot possibly suspect that the machine is not functioning as a transformational apparatus. As ignorant as our ordinary education leaves us, not only do we know nothing about the ordinary uses of the machine as it exists in nature, but we would never, in the ordinary course of events, which is to say, without the intentional influence of a school, discover the really unique purpose to which it could be put. Thus, only rarely do a few human beings in any generation ever happen to learn about the possibility of intentional evolution. When it comes to protecting itself from observation, the machine is very clever. We will never be able to observe the chief weakness if we try to look for it directly. Therefore, we must find a way to observe it indirectly, to observe the traces of its activities, because when the chief weakness is active, that is to say, during periods of deep sleep of the machine, our attention is prevented by the machine's density from observing the chief weakness actually at work. A machine must inevitably behave as a machine, think as a machine, feel as a machine, sense as a machine. It can do nothing else, and we must make allowances for this. For a very long time, we will suffer when observing the results left in the wake of the sleeping machine, because we're observing a machine which up to now we've been identifying to ourselves and others as our own self. Our chief weakness is something we have, whether we wish it or not. We cannot just decide it out of existence. And the situation will never improve by the sheer force of mental imagination. If we have learned anything about work, we realize that our chief weakness, as with all mechanicalities of the machine, can be an instrument for the awakening of the machine. A weakness is not easy to see and can seldom be shown to us by another. We must observe impartially for a very long time before we can see our own chief weakness. Only then, when we can see it for ourselves, will we really believe in its existence and power. We must not be too much in love with the moods, thoughts, sensations of the machine to observe impartially, remembering that it provides these distractions and seductions only for its own smug satisfaction. Our work just begins when we can see exactly what it is that we must struggle against. But what is our enemy now can also be our greatest ally in the work. One big part of the work is to learn how to turn these involuntary enemies into friends for work. But what is our enemy now can also be our greatest ally in the work. One big part of the work is to learn how to turn these involuntary enemies into friends for work. How can we struggle against our chief weakness when it is only active during periods of deep sleep of the machine and is therefore invisible to our observation? We can listen to the machine's thoughts and words as if listening to a stranger speaking on a radio over a long distance. We may be very shocked to hear some of the ideas which spring from the mouth of the machine, but do not reflect our ideas at all.